And if you don't mind, I'd like to introduce the governor of the great state of Texas, Greg Abbott.
Thank you all so much. It's an honor to be with you all, and a particular thank you to Mike Hernandez. So you recounted what my instructions to you were, and that is to really connect Texas A&M with the RTV. Do everything that you could to expand education as well as economic opportunity in the RTV. And you have accomplished exactly that. I'm proud of exactly, Mike, what you've done for the RTV, but also everything that you've done for Texas A&M University. Also want to thank the Chancellor John Sharp, as well as Bob Albritton, who is another regent for Texas A&M, for their service on an outstanding university, but also a university that is interconnected with everything that's going on in every single region of the state economically. Along those lines, I really want to take a moment to both thank and to applaud everybody who's here. It's kind of almost a who's who of the RGB area. And I think we all gather here together for a common reason. We know and we can see how important projects like this are to the future of the RGB, to the future of the state of Texas. But y'all are on the precipice of extraordinary economic opportunity. Economic opportunity in literally every subsection of our economy. Definitely robotics is one. Definitely space is another. But there's so many other areas that are represented by and supported by the people in this room. As governor of the state, I want you to know how proud and grateful I am for everything everybody in this room does. As I will summarize later on, you truly do bring the economy together. I'm proud of the collaboration between Texas A&M and the Port of Brownsville. The Port of Brownsville is in like inning number one of what it's going to be. It's already big, it's already important. But when you really see the vision of what's going to be coming and what's going to be done by the port, it is going to be absolutely extraordinary to the port, to Brownsville, to Cameron County, to all of the RGV. It's powerful when you have a plan, execute the plan, see it come to fruition and expand. And I thank everybody here for the role that they are playing into seeing your economic future come to fruition. There's several things I want to talk about to express my gratitude for Texas A&M. One is my instruction in part to Mike, but also to the board and to the chancellor, was to be insistent that Texas A&M do more to consistently connect with the Rio Grande Valley. I mean, here's the deal. We all know, let's say, the grandeur of the flagship University of Texas A&M at College Station. There are some high school students in the RGV who want to go to College Station to go to college. The fact of the matter is, there are a lot of kids who go to school in high school here. They may not want to go to College Station, but they may want an A&M degree. Or they may not want to go to a four-year college. It's just not right for them. But they do want a good paying job. And part of what Texas A&M is working to achieve by doing more to broaden its connection with the Rio Grande Valley is to provide that education opportunity, to provide that education pathway, whatever pathway that is, knowing full well that a pathway for one child may be completely different than the pathway of another child, and to be a university for the entire state, and more broadly, to be an education institution for the entire state. What A&M had to do and must do is to continue to craft multiple different pathways for all of the various different students that we have in our state, so that every child in our state
will have a pathway that will lead to a better education and a better economic opportunity. Second, I want to thank Texas A&M for their leadership role. It's something that is of national security importance, Texas security importance, Texas economic importance, but at the very same time, very economically transformative for the Rio Grande Valley. And that is the premier role that Texas A&M is playing in helping the state of Texas to advance in the space industry. Everything we're going to be doing on Earth is going to be touched upon in one way or the other by something that's taking place in space. And we made an announcement last week at NASA where we announced not only the creation of the Texas Space Commission that we passed this past session, but also the commissioners on the Texas Space Commission. At that time, in the audience was Chancellor Sharp. And I challenged Chancellor Sharp at the time to take the lead, telling him that there would be other competitive and competitor universities in the state of Texas that would be striving to be the first to establish a space engineering degree. John Sharp, in his typical fashion, let me know that it was happening immediately and has already been working on toward the goal of establishing a space engineering degree. You all who live in Cameron County in the Brownsville area, you've been able to see, in a way, some of the ways in which your community has transformed before your very eyes with the growth of SpaceX here. And listen, whenever there's any company like SpaceX, or I'll give you some other examples like an auto manufacturer like Tesla, I'll give you one more example, and that is a semiconductor manufacturer like Samsung. Whenever we have large companies or businesses like that take root in a region, there are satellite businesses that come along. Because of what SpaceX is doing, for one, you are at ground zero of what's going to be the next generation of what will be happening in the world of space. As I said, as we talked about earlier, listen, what happens over the next 5 years will be far more than what happened over the past 50 years. It's moving so fast. And what's going to happen with the next generation of students is going to be transformative about the types and topics of material that they're able to delve into. With Texas A&M taking a leading role in that process. And then the last thing is more specific to exactly why we're together. And that is that everything that Texas A&M is doing to advance workforce skill training. Our job as a state is to make sure we give economic opportunity to everybody. In order to do that again, we're going to go beyond just a traditional four-year college program. We have to have educational opportunities that provide specific skill set training for the unique jobs of today and for the job demands are going to be for tomorrow. And that is exactly what brings us here today. Here today at the Texas A&M RGV Advanced Manufacturing Hub. Already a place where job skill training is taking place on a daily basis. But with the groundbreaking development of the South Texas Workforce Development Project, there's going to be so much more economic opportunity for every child in this entire region, including this serving as a magnet that will attract workforce opportunities for people outside this region. All that combined together shows what the future of growth looks like in this entire region. As I emphasized earlier and cannot emphasize enough, you all right here in Cameron County, in Brownsville, in this region, you're part of the Texas economic juggernaut. The juggernaut where you're part and you're leading, in a way, the state that ranks number one for the most new jobs added over the past year. Number one is the fastest growing economy of any large state in the United States. Number one for exports for 21 years in a row. Number one for economic development for 11 years in a row.
Number one is home to more Fortune 500 company headquarters than any other state. When you add together everything that you all have been a part of in contributing economically to our state, it adds up to an annual gross domestic product of more than $2.4 trillion a year. And what that does in turn, it means that Texas has the eighth largest economy in the entire world. The only countries with an economy larger than ours are the United States, obviously, China, India, Japan, the United Kingdom, Germany, and France. And with your help, and with the way things are going, this time next year, Texas will surpass France and have the seventh largest economy in the entire world. To achieve that goal, all of us must work together to ensure that we provide the next generation of students with the skills they need, the training they need, so that they will be able to obtain high-paying jobs that will change their lives, while at the very same time connecting those students with employers who desperately need a skilled workforce. And let me just close with this that underscores the value of what you're providing right here. It's a story that some of you have heard me tell before, but is always worth repeating. It's a story of an African-American woman that I met at a program somewhat like this over in the Houston area. And 4 years before I met her, she was homeless. She took an apprenticeship program where she learned job skill trainings, and she was able to climb the ladder. And when I spoke to her that day, she was then a homeowner. So she'd gone from being homeless to being a homeowner in just 4 years because of job skill training. And I asked her how much she was making. So I said, so 4 years ago, you weren't making anything. Now, you're making more than the governor of the state of Texas. That is what can be done. Everybody here who's a part of that project, this project, will be a part of that process. For other stories just like that, told by students who go through this job training program, whose lives you have made a difference in, whose lives will turn into be contributors to Cameron County or the RGV and the great state of Texas, and for employers who will increasingly seek out the RGV as a location to expand and to grow. So thank you for everything that you've done for this and everything that you're doing to make sure together we keep Texas the best state and the greatest country in the history of the world. Thank you all. God bless you all. And God bless the great state of Texas.